adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space, missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy are in a space platform off the Mars orbit, investigating the theft of supplies from the emergency space station. Right now, they're walking down a corridor toward the control compartment.
The automatic camera in the control compartment should have a film of all ships that dock the platform, Happy.
Commander, what's that?
The meteor warning system. A meteor must be on a collision course.
Well, can't we cut on the power and move the platform? Too late, we're hit.
And now for the complete story of today's thrilling adventure of Space Patrol. Space Patrol agents have been vainly trying to find out how members of a highly organized gang of space bandits communicate with each other without use of spacophones. Reports of mysterious activity in the Atlas Mountains of Venus have spurred Commander Corey to visit the region, thinking this activity may have some connection with the gang. Flying over the Zerda Valley, Buzz and Happy had noticed a crashed robot space freighter and near it a private cruiser. As the commander ship approaches for a landing, two men on the ground carrying crates from the damaged robot ship come to a halt. One of them turns to his companion.
Doris and I tell you, it's a space patrol ship. Let's drop this crate and blast off.
I know it's a space patrol ship, but if we're run now, we'd be sitting ducks. The space patrol would know we were looting the ship, and they could blast ours before we get off the ground.
We can't bluff it out. They'll land and start asking questions.
Oh, they'll land all right, but they'll never get close enough to ask questions. Look, Prentice, I can carry this crate by myself. I'll lug it into our ship. You go back after our instructions.
But they're landing now.
I know it. If we keep acting as though we had every right to be here, they won't get suspicious until it's too late. Go back for the green box. I'll cover you from the hedge of our ship. If the space patrol tries to stop you, I'll stop them with the blast gun.
All right, Happy. Open the outer hatch.
Yes, sir. Those fellows must be with a company that owns that robot, all right? They're still unloading it.
Maybe, but that's not a commercial ship. Come on, we'll talk to the man carrying the crate. His partner must be in the ship. Down the ladder, huh?
Hey, he's running toward his ship, Commander.
Hold it a minute. We want to talk to you.
Hey, someone's firing at us from that cruiser.
With a blast gun. Quick, rush the man with the crate. Stop him before he gets to the ship.
Ow!
Happy.
My shoulder.
Now keep down. I'll get this fellow with a crate. All right. Stop right where you are.
Might as well put up that ray gun, Commander. My partner will pick you off with a blast gun.
He won't dare shoot now, or he might hit you. Now put down that crate and tell your partner to come out of his ship.
Thorazin!
Get away from me, Prentice. Give me room to shoot.
No, no, you don't. Come back here.
Let go of me.
If it's a fight you want.
Get away from me, Prentice, so I can bless him.
So you want to get in on it too, huh?
Prentice, grab him so I can slug him.
I've got him.
There, that takes care of him.
How about the other one?
I'll give him a blast.
It's jammed. Get to our ship, quick. The cadets got a ray gun.
Stop right where you are.
Run for it, Prentice. He can't hit us when we're in the ship.
We forgot the crate.
Never mind the crate. Leave it there. Get to our ship.
Oh, stop off, too.
We're out of range. Into the ship and burst off as quick as you can.
Commander. Commander.
Oh, Happy. Did you get them?
No, sir. They're in the ship.
Well, there they go, sir.
I fired at them with my ray gun, but I missed. I had to shoot left-handed on account of my shoulder. I should have got them, though.
At least you drove them off before they finished me. Let's see your shoulder, Hap.
I don't know what hit me, sir. It certainly wasn't a blast gun, and I'd have been knocked out.
A blast probably chipped off a piece of rock.
Lucky it wasn't worse. How do you feel, sir?
Groggy, but I'm all right. That ship, it's unmarked, isn't it?
Yes, sir. No identification on it anywhere.
No use trying to blast off after it. We'll make a space phone report to Venus City headquarters.
Those guys must be real scavengers, Commander. The robot couldn't have been grounded more than a few minutes, and here they were, looting it.
Here's the crate the man was carrying when I jumped in. Now look at this, Happy. This box is addressed to the Atlas Mountains Experimental Farm.
You mean Brother John's, where we were going?
Yes, but evidently the thieves didn't read the information in the box very carefully. These are honeybees, Happy.
Bees?
Right, and very angry ones from being dropped on the ground.
Well, why would those two men want to steal bees?
They probably didn't know they were bees. The box were going to the experimental farm. They figured it was probably valuable equipment of some kind.
Wow. Well, they've got a surprise when they opened the case.
Happy, we might as well deliver this case of bees in person. Come on. There's the experimental farm, Happy, on top of the plateau.
Oh, it's beautiful. But where do we land? The whole plateau is under cultivation, except for that row of buildings.
We'll land at the base outside the fence.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be pretty hard for a criminal to escape from that farm, sir.
None has ever tried, Happy. Brother John seems to keep the men busy and contented.
I don't see any farm machinery from here, sir.
The men use only hand tools, like rakes, hoes, and small plows. You won't find any spacephones or any mechanical or electronic equipment on that plateau.
Well, Commander, if Brother John doesn't believe in modern methods, will he use this new space patrol microscope you're going to give him?
I think he'll appreciate the fact that a microscope would be quite useful on his farm. He can study insects that are attacking his plants and examine plants themselves for traces of disease.
Well, this microscope has sure come in handy for us. What I like about it is it's so small. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, and yet it sure is powerful.
Well, it saves us a lot of time, all right. We can make a quick comparison of fingerprints right on the scene of a crime instead of waiting for a lab check.
Yeah, now that I've got a microscope I can carry around, I realize how much fun it is to magnify ordinary objects. When you look into a space patrol microscope, it's almost like looking into a different world.
I like to see every boy and girl have one, Happy. You can learn a lot with a microscope and have fun besides. Happy, while I'm setting the ship down, get that crate of bees out of the aft compartment.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you again, Commander, for delivering the crate of bees. I'll have Rexford transfer them to an empty hive.
I hope they're all right.
Well, they're probably angry right now. But Rexford has a way with bees. What a strange fellow. You know, he's technically not an inmate. He voluntarily came here 6 months ago. Now he has complete charge of our bee colony. I actually think he knows every single bee by name.
I'm afraid all bees look alike to me.
Yeah, me too.
They're fascinating creatures. Rexford's always receiving new varieties and sending other types to beekeepers on other planets.
Well, what do they fly over that way for? There's no flowers on that part of the farm.
And they're flying over the edge of the plateau to visit the flowers farther down in the valley. Then they come back to their hives with the nectar and pollen.
Oh, by the way, I brought you something you might be able to use here on your farm, Brother John.
Why, it's a microscope.
Mm-hmm. It's a new space patrol microscope. Small, but very powerful. I thought it might be helpful in studying plant diseases.
Very thoughtful, Commander. I appreciate this very much.
Now I'll tell you why we came here. Have you noticed any unusual or suspicious activity here in the valley around the plateau?
Why, I don't believe so. Well, frankly, I don't have much interest in what goes on beyond the rim of the plateau.
I imagine your farm keeps you very busy, but we've heard rumors that unmarked spaceships are landing and blasting off in this region. In fact, one of those ships looted the wrecked robot freighter.
I wish I could help you, Commander, but I can't give you any definite information. However, in the future, I'll pay more attention to the ships flying over.
Thank you, Brother John.
Hey, this is some view from up here. You can see for miles in all directions.
That's why I figured Brother John might be able to help us.
I'll do my best, Commander.
One of our agents will check with you from time to time. Now, Happy and I better be getting back to our ship.
No? Must you leave so soon?
Yes, we've got to investigate a space platform off the Mars orbit. Tremendous amounts of fuel, liquid air containers, and food were taken, and no record was left.
I see.
We've installed an automatic camera. Chances are we've got a picture of the ship that the thieves used. Happy and I are going to pick up that camera.
I wish you luck, Commander.
Thanks, Brother John. Come on, Happy. The microprojector's all ready, Sorensen.
All right. Here's the slide with the bee on it. Flip it under the lens. Ah, that's it. Turn it on. Hey, the wing isn't quite in focus. A little more.
How's that?
Good. Now I can make out the message. Space Patrol has installed automatic cameras on emergency supply space platform. Corey will check on platform in Mars orbit. Sign Rexford. All right, cut it off.
So that means the Space Patrol will have a film record of our ship.
It's a good thing we don't have a registration number.
Yeah, but Corey is likely to recognize it anyway. We got to get to that platform before he does.
Suppose we're too late.
We can't afford to be. Come on, get to the ship.
I've got the platform in the view scope. And we are too late. Corey's ship is connected to the airlock.
No, we're not too late. We're just in time. We can get rid of the evidence against us and Corey, too.
You're going to fire on the space platform?
That's right. And no one will ever suspect us.
What do you mean? Oh, meteor cannon.
Exactly. When Space Patrol agents see the jagged hole in the hull of the platform, they'll assume a meteor hit it. Press the loading switch. I'll aim the projectile at the platform control compartment.
The control compartment is at the end of this corridor, Happy.
I sure hope the camera got a good picture of the thieves' ship.
If they entered the control compartment, we may even have a picture of the criminals themselves.
What's that?
The meteor warning system. A meteor must be on a collision course.
Well, can't we turn on the power and move the platform? Too late. We've been hit.
Buzz and Happy, in an emergency space platform in the orbit of Mars, are investigating the theft of supplies. They hope an automatic camera on the platform will reveal the identity of the thieves. Meantime, the criminals have learned that Commander Corey is at the platform, and from their spaceship, they've launched a projectile with a jagged outer shell, hoping Space Patrol agents will believe the platform was struck by a meteor. As Buzz and Happy stand in the corridor, the projectile crashes through the control compartment of the platform structure.
Commander, I can't breathe. We're losing all our air.
Close the compartment door, quickly.
There. I hope this compartment is airtight.
It should be. Stand still for a few seconds. Let's see if the air pressure builds up in here.
I think it is, sir.
Good. Then the meteor didn't tear through the air supply system for this part of the platform.
I sure was lucky we weren't in the control compartment.
I just hope that camera wasn't wrecked.
Yeah, but how can we get it now, sir?
We can't. Not without spacesuits. Go back through the corridor into the airlock, Happy. We'll put on our spacesuits in the ship.
Yes, sir. Oh, the rockets, what was that?
Sounded as though the platform got hit again.
By another meteor? But why didn't the alarm ring?
Probably the first meteor tore out the alarm system.
We must be in the path of a swarm of meteors.
Get to the ship quickly, and let's hope that the last one didn't tear through our ship, too.
Before I open the compartment door, Happy, check your spacesuit air supply indicator again. It's all right, Commander. Okay. Wow, what a mess. The meteor sure ripped things apart in here. Look at that control board. Where's the camera, sir? Up above the console, behind the secret panel. Let's get the camera out. Well, it doesn't look damaged. Can I help you, sir? I can manage it, Happy. It's not heavy. Okay, let's take it back to the ship and see what we've got on the film.
Thorson. I just got a spaceable message from Orcutt on Saturn. The job came off like clockwork. They got a quarter of a million credits worth of argonium.
Great. When do we get our share?
As soon as Orcutt disposes of it. He let us know by shipping Rexford some bees at Brother John's farm.
I wish it was a quicker way.
Well, there isn't any that's safer.
I guess you're right. They'll never think of anyone using messages microfilmed on bees' wings.
Yeah. Well, even if they do, how are they going to locate the right bees?
You know, when Rexford first came to us with that idea of using bees for messengers, I thought he was crazy.
That's the beauty of it. It is crazy. So crazy that those logical Space Patrol master brains would never think of it.
And speaking of the Space Patrol, have you heard anything on the emergency frequency?
Nah, not a peep. Corey's finished. There's no doubt about that.
The projector's ready, sir. Shall I start it up?
All right, Happy. I'll cut our controls to automatic. Let her go. There's a ship on the screen, Hap.
Private cruiser, Class D. Oh, what are those numbers on the strip at the side of the screen, sir?
That's the date and time the ship approached the space platform. The camera cuts on when the viewscope picks up an object. There, it's coming up to the airlock. Happy, that ship.
It looks like the same one that was looting the robot.
Yes, and it's unmarked.
Hey, what's wrong? The screen went black.
The automatic camera cuts off when the ship joins the airlock. It saves film. And now look, it's picking up inside the control room.
Yeah, it's two men. Hey, the same ones that we had the fight with by the robot freighter.
Yeah, they're looking around.
Yeah, looking for something to steal, probably. No, there they go. Back through the compartment door.
And there's the ship leaving the airlock. The time strip indicates it took them 1 hour and 15 minutes to load their ship with stolen supplies.
Now here comes another ship.
That's the commercial ship that discovered the robbery. We can speed the projector past this strip, Happy.
Yes, sir.
Now slow it to normal. Let's see what we've got.
Hey, that's our ship approaching the platform airlock.
Mm-hmm.
Should I cut it off, sir?
No, wait a minute. Let's see if the camera's fast enough to pick up those meteors that hit the platform.
The screen's black again. Uh-oh. Another ship. Yeah, but it's awfully far away.
It must have been out there while we were on the platform.
Hey, what's going on? Did you see that flash?
Space cannon.
What are they firing at? It looks as though they were aiming right at the platform.
Look at the time strip, Happy. That was just the time the meteors hit.
Look at that streak. Right from the ship toward the camera.
And that explains it. Those jagged holes weren't made by meteors. They were projectiles. What kind of a ship would you say that was?
Private cruiser, Class D. Just like the one that looted the platform earlier.
They must have known we were coming here. But how?
Well, Commander, I hate to say this, but Well, Brother John knew our plan.
I know what you're thinking, Happy, but John would never have a hand in anything like this.
I suppose not. And anyway, how could he get the information off the plateau? He hasn't got a spacophone transmitter, and the guard at the foot of the plateau wouldn't let anybody through the gate.
Still, Happy, the answer is somewhere in that valley in the Atlas Mountains. You go back to Venus and search carefully, then make a tour of investigation on foot.
We got work to do.
Oh, what now?
And we're blasting off of Venus City.
We just got back from that platform job.
Yeah. It'll only take a couple of hours. I just picked up a spaceful message from Turner. He's in Venus City with our cut on the lower city job.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, I thought that would wake you up. Come on.
Want me to check the nectar dish down the hill? Maybe Rexford's sending us some more messages.
You know, we'll interview the bees when we get back.
Okay. By the way, have you seen my Geiger counter?
Have you lost it again? Well, it's around here someplace. Come on, let's go to Venus City.
Head south the plateau again, Happy, right down the valley.
Yes, sir.
And look down there, at the foot of that low hill.
Oh, you mean where there's a scarred place on the ground?
Yes, it's all green except for that one spot. Looks to me as though a spaceship might have used that for a landing strip.
It certainly does, Commander.
Get our ship down the north side of that hill. We'll get out and do a little scouting around.
By the looks of it, Happy, this patch of ground has been used by a spaceship several times.
Yes, sir, but why? There's nothing around here, no buildings or anything.
Wait a minute. Look up the slope of the hill. What does that look like to you, just to the left of that big rock?
Why, it's a building. And pretty well camouflaged, too.
Let's go up and have a look.
I can see it plainer now, sir. It's nothing more than a shack.
All right, hold still, Happy. Don't move.
Uh-oh. Bees.
Some of Brother John's bees, probably.
Yeah, but what are they interested in this part of the valley for? There aren't any flowers here, just grass and weeds.
Hey, listen, Happy. Hear that?
I just hear the buzzing of the bees, sir. Oh, that clicking sound. Some insect in the grass.
Listen again.
Hey, if we weren't clear out here in the valley, I'd say that was a Geiger counter.
Come over here, Happy, but move slowly. There's what's attracting the bees, Hap, that bowl of liquid.
Yeah, and look what's lying beside it, a Geiger counter. And it's clicking like mad. Yeah, there must be uranium in the ground or some other radioactive mineral.
That could explain why a certain spaceship was making visits here. Let's make a few tests with that Geiger counter, Happy. Take it easy. Don't get the bees aroused.
I won't, sir.
Oddly designed counter. The detector is the end of a long rod.
We'll move the counter away from the radioactivity, sir.
We'll make a few tests. I'll hold it right over the bowl again.
Uh-oh. Well, there goes the bees. Most of them.
Happy, it's either the bowl or the liquid, or perhaps the bees themselves that are radioactive.
Hey, one of them fell into the liquid.
I'll fish him out with a detector rod. There.
Poor little guy, he's sopping wet. He can't fly.
He'll dry out in a few minutes. Happy, listen to that counter. This bee is full of radioactivity. Now watch, I'll move the rod closer and then pull it away again.
Smoking rock, it's a radioactive bee.
There's another one on this leaf. I'll test him. Nothing. Odd that one bee should activate the counter and another from the same swarm register nothing.
Hey, what's this guy been eating?
Happy, have you got your space patrol microscope with you?
Oh, yes, sir. Right here in my jacket pocket.
I don't suppose we can tell anything by looking at him, even with a microscope, but there seems to be a strange blue dot on one of his wings.
Yeah, you're right, sir.
Happy, my eyes are playing tricks on me. Take a look through the microscope. Careful now.
Yes, sir. Hey, through the lens, the blue dot seems broken up. Commander, those are letters. Letters on the bee's wing. Well, it's like looking at a piece of microfilm.
Exactly. Let me have a look again, huh? Shipment of fluoridine leaves Mercury City at 1400 hours Thursday.
A message on a bee's wing.
Yes, and a secret message at that. Now we know how these criminals have been communicating with each other.
Yeah, with bees.
Right. They can ship bees from planet to planet and pick out the messenger bees with a Geiger counter. Probably there's a tiny speck of radioactive material fastened to its body or fed to it.
Commander, here comes a spaceship. And it looks like it's going to land near here.
All right, quickly up the hill to that shack. Hurry before anyone sees us.
Not bad for a two-hour trip, is it, Prentice? 20,000 space credits apiece.
No, Sorensen. Not bad at all. Open the door.
Hey, you know, with all the money we're making, I'm getting kind of tired of living in this shack. Why can't we turn this end of the work over to somebody else?
You can't trust anybody else, Prentice.
No, not even a bee.
Corey!
Get your hands up, both of you.
What's this all about? We haven't done anything.
We've been checking your winged messengers in your microfilm projector, and we've got a line on most of your gang.
Yeah, Rexford at Brother John's farm, Orcutt, Turner,
the whole mob, plus the film record from the space platform.
Well, Corey, I guess you've got the evidence, but you'll never use it.
All right, Prentice. You through playing games?
Yeah, I've had enough. Now get up, Thorson. That's it.
One thing I want to know. How did you find out we were using bees to carry messages?
Well, I'd say that that's none of your business.
Preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol story. Buzz and Happy are in their spacesuits investigating a suspicious-looking meteor that's recently landed on the sixth moon of Jupiter.
It looks just like an ordinary meteor to me, sir.
Now look carefully. I'd say these marks were made by an atomo torch.
Yeah, but who... Commander, there's a spaceship coming in for a landing.
You must be crazy. The landing strip is over there.
He's coming right for us. With his forward rockets on.
Can't help seeing it. He's trying to crush us.
Join us again next week for this thrilling adventure with the Space Patrol. High adventure in a wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol.
It's easy to say.
Oh, I'll brush later.
It's even easier to forget to brush at all. It's too bad you give your teeth a little priority over the other things in life, like dinner parties, hot dates, and all those really important things. The next time you put off brushing...
I'll brush later.
...and that dental appointment, think about how much trouble it would be without your teeth, or ask anyone who's lost their own teeth. You may not like what you hear.